Well, right here, right now, there might not be a better time to be talking about sport in Tasmania. Their fans seem to agree, and they're jumping in big time, and they're jumping in behind their beloved Jack Jumpers, who are within a sniff of taking out the NBL finals this year. A Game 3 buzzer beater, and if you haven't seen it, take a look at the footage of that. It was just something absolutely special. They're just within a sniff now. One good performance at home, and they are the NBL champions. And not only that, the Tasmanian Devils will be becoming the 19th AFL franchise. Sport is certainly booming on the island. And so for proud people of Tassie, 2024 is off to a flyer. And on SEN Tassie, long-time sports journo Brent Costolo gets to soak it in, particularly on Mondays and Fridays. Brent, good morning to you, and thanks for your time.
No worries, Ian. Nice to talk to you, mate.
Yeah, well, where do we begin here? I think we really should start with the NBL, and this is such a great story for a relatively young franchise in the Jack Jumpers, and honestly, that'll be some achievement.
Oh, certainly, we're pretty excited down here at the moment. The Jack Jumpers have been a success story since day one, really. This is our third season in the NBL. We made the championship games in our first year, which was remarkable in itself. Last year, we went to the semi-finals, lost to your New Zealand Breakers over there in Auckland, and now we find ourselves in a championship series again. So we're dubbing it the best and most successful expansion sporting franchise in Australian history. Might even be one of the best in the world. We've just done wonderful things, and as you say, we're one win away now from holding that trophy up in front of a home crowd here on Thursday night. So it's a real pinch-yourself moment for us at the moment here in Tasmania.
Well, it was a pinch-yourself moment from Jack McVay the other night with 2 seconds left and a buzzer-beating three-pointer from out of this planet. Unbelievable fairy tale stuff, that.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be there in Melbourne the other day, and it was just unbelievable. I mean, I had to race to the airport after the game, and there were a lot of Jack Jumper supporters on my plane going back home. We couldn't say anything to each other. We just didn't know what to say. We're just sort of shaking our heads going, can you believe that just happened? But yeah, it was a really good piece of play. Obviously, Milton Doyle managed to keep the ball in play and then luckily found Jack. He probably had a couple of seconds up his sleeve too. He shot it with about 2 seconds to go, but it's not the first time he's done it. He had a game winner against Cairns earlier in the season. He's done it in college basketball as well. He just loves to hit big shots. So he would have backed himself in that moment, and it was almost from halfway. It was quite extraordinary, and it really turned the series on its head, because now we get home court advantage and Melbourne United are behind the eight ball a little bit. So Thursday night's just going to be absolutely enormous.
I want to ask you who's behind this, because attracting talent probably is one of the hardest things to do down in Tasmania when you think of it. You know, you're probably perceived as being a little brother to a large degree, but quite clearly you've found someone who was able to attract the talent. What's it been about this franchise, as you say, just 3 years in existence, to be so consistently successful?
Yeah, it's a lot to do with the coach, Scott Roth. He's just embraced the whole state since day one. He loves this place, and his players love to play for him. He's really a really big culture person, and he's developed something really, really special down here where people want to come here now and play and then stay here when they do get here. So, you know, we'll get to the AFL in a minute, I assume, but there's a lot of talk about our AFL team, if we can retain players down here. Well, we've had some superstars of basketball join us here over the last few years, and have absolutely loved it. So it's a bit of a myth that no one wants to live in Tasmania. People say it's cold. Well, it's cold in Melbourne too. It's probably a degree warmer, to be fair. So we've got plenty of stuff going for us down here. But, yeah, I think the coach himself, Scott Roth, has been the biggest part of the success.
Right, okay, let's turn to the AFL, which is huge news, to become the next franchise. I think it's set down for introduction into the competition about 2028. But what about the take-up from Tasmanian people in this concept?
Yeah, look, they launched some foundation memberships last week, and we've sold 170,000 of those memberships, which is quite staggering, really. I think they're aiming for sort of, you know, 30,000, 40,000 potentially, but to get to 170 is just remarkable. And that's a lot of expat Tasmanians on the mainland of Australia. Everyone's just excited about it. I think a lot of people believe we're long overdue for joining the competition, so they've just got around and supported it. Might be, you know, Tassie a second team, because that's the problem here in Tasmania too. We haven't had a team for so long that everyone's got their own AFL team already, so it's going to be really interesting to see if people do switch to Tasmania, or they have Tassie as their second team, or they have Tassie as equal with their current team. But certainly you can't ignore the numbers that have taken place last week with the membership tally. It's just outstanding.
Tell us about the name, Tasmanian Devils, because, you know, I've been following Tasmania in terms of the Big Bash and, of course, now, of course, the NBL. And one would have thought Devils would have been scooped up by now. But what's been the arrangement there?
Yeah, it's interesting because the Devils used to be our former NBL team. They went out of the competition in about 1996. And when the Jack Jumpers came in, they wanted something fresh and exciting. So they went down a whole new look path. I think that's been picked up and embraced really, really well. The Devils for football was used too in the Victorian Football League. We had a team in the Victorian Football League in the early 2000s, and they unfortunately fell over as well. So it's almost a little bit cursed, the Devil's name, to be fair, Ian, but I think it was an absolute no-brainer to lock it in for our footy team. There was a bit of negotiation that had to take place with Warner Brothers, because obviously they've got the IP on that with the Tasmanian Devil cartoon characters, so that was negotiated through, and I don't believe any money exchanged hands or anything like that. That was a deal of good faith, and Warner Brothers are happy for us to use that. So it's a really exciting design as well. That was unveiled last week at the club launch as well. The logo is really cool, and the colours we wear are the traditional colours of our Tasmanian football jumper. So, it's really, really exciting.
AFL is huge business in Australia. It really is. It needs financial backing. Was that easy to find, or has the money just become very available?
Yeah, well, that's the other part of the story, really, and that's to come into the competition, we need to build a brand new stadium here in Hobart on the waterfront, a roof on it with 23,000 seats. That's a condition of us getting a licence, and that's been a really, really big political story down here, because it's really divided the whole state. There's a lot of people for it. There's a lot of people well and truly against it who say we could spend that money on, you know, homelessness and cost of living and health and all these other such important things in the community. They see it better spent there rather than on a stadium. But on the flip side, if you do that, sports tourism is a big thing. It'll bring a lot of money into the state if we've got a brand new stadium here, I'm sure, and it'll create lots of jobs, etc., to get the economy going. So really divided the community. The state government's been a big backer of the team, put in a lot of financial support, and will do so for the stadium as well. That's up to them at the moment. They're going to put in $375 million, and then they're going to have to try and find some private investment as well. The federal government tipped in a little bit of money also. So it's a bit of a holding pattern at the moment, though, the stadium. It's got to go through a process in Tasmanian Parliament to try and get it through now. But unless we get that built, we won't be entering the AFL.
So those people that know Hobart and they follow cricket will know realise that it was formerly Belle Reeve, now known as the Blunston Arena. So if you're looking at building a purpose-built AFL stadium going forward, whereabouts in Hobart? You say waterfront. Will it be on the same side as Blunston, Blunston Arena at this point? And was Blunston ever considered for expansion or redevelopment?
Yeah, well, first of all, Blunston's really tricky to expand because, as you know, you've been there a few times, it's really residential around there, so you have to sort of knock down houses to make it any bigger, probably. It's got a seated capacity of about 15,000 off the top of my head, I think, and obviously want a capacity of 23,000. But what they want to do as well is bring it closer to the city. So Macquarie Point, where they're looking to build it, is just on the edge of the city. It's probably a 10-minute walk from Salamanca Place, which I'm sure you know well too, where a lot of our bars and restaurants are. So that's what they're trying to do, get it all self-contained into the city so people can walk to the stadium if they fly from interstate from their hotels, etc. So it's a really prime piece of real estate on the waterfront. If you look across the river, you'll see Blunston Arena. So it's pretty much exactly the same spot, but across the other side of the river, and a really good piece of real estate, as I say.
Okay, so in terms of playing strength, now one of the things about expansion franchises, whatever the sport is, they like to get credibility early on. They don't want to be on the receiving end week after week. playing strength, the type of players you get. It's not like you can shop around the world like some sports. I mean, you have to shop within Australia, basically. Confident of that?
Yeah, look, I am, because we'll get some concessions. So when the last expansion clubs came into the competition, Gold Coast and the GWS Giants, they got a lot of draft picks, and it sounds like we'll get those as well. But to get established players, we'll have to trade some of those draft picks. So, yeah, look, I'm confident that people will want to come here. As I said before, we've got a lot going for us at the moment. It's a lovely place to be. It's really changed a lot the last 10 to 15 years, Hobart. It's become pretty hip and happening. So, yeah, I don't think we'll have any trouble retaining players. It's just, getting them here initially will be difficult just because of the whole, well, what have we got to offer as far as draft picks and salary cap space and things like that go.
In terms of other sports, does rugby league or rugby union got any sort of a hold in Tasmania overall? And if it has it sent profile league or union players north?
Yeah, no, we don't really, to be fair. I mean, there's a lot of support. Like, a lot of people watch the game here, but there's certainly not a huge competition. Like, there are competitions here, but nothing like you'd see in Sydney or Brisbane or you know, in the states of Queensland and New South Wales, where it's just enormous. So, yeah, definitely got a following. We've had a couple of Melbourne Storm trial matches here, and even the Melbourne Rebels played a game here at North Hobart Oval, and they're well attended when they do come down. And, you know, they're going to be looking for content for this new stadium too once it is built. So that'll be the type of games they'll be looking to bring down, I reckon, one or two NRL games or something like that. But, yeah, as far as the game being played here, it's not certainly not one of our major sports.
So in terms of this AFL expansion team, the venue obviously is so important and getting that underway. Any other potential roadblocks? Or do you see it once you've got that stadium sorted out, pretty smooth sailing to get that 2028 get-go?
Yeah, I think so. The timeline might be a bit ambitious because obviously it's going to take a while to build a stadium. The contract states they can play out of Flunston Arena and Launceston Stadium for the first year. That'll only take us to 2029 though, so even that's a little bit ambitious. So the AFL's been pretty adamant the contract's set in stone, but if there's any room for negotiation, hopefully it's around the timelines, because it might take, you know, 12 to 18 months to get this process through State Parliament here, which, you know, would take us to the end of next year potentially. So you wouldn't start building into 2026, I suppose, and that's going to create a really quick build for a stadium. So that's the only roadblock is the stadium, really. I think everything else will take care of itself. We've got some really good off-field staff in place. Grant O'Brien, the chair, is the former head of Woolworths here in Australia. Kath McCann, a very well-known person around Hobart and Tasmania, doing a really good job so far as the interim chief executive. And then Brendan Gale, the current CEO of the Richmond Football Club's being linked to the CEO role of Tasmania, and he's overseen Richmond's three premierships in the AFL. So, yeah, I think we're going to have good people off the field. It'll just be the stadium that'll be the major roadblock, I reckon.
Well, Brent, it's been fascinating to talk to you. We thank you very much for your time. Brent Costello, folks, is one of our brothers in terms of SEN in Australia. Mondays and Fridays, you can hear him in Tasmania. Exciting news. Really, really exciting news. Just finally, you know, you talk about the 170,000 that have already taken up these foundation memberships. Is that basically Hobart or is it Tasmanian wide? I mean, does it stretch to Launceston, to Devonport, those smaller areas?
Oh, absolutely, it does. Yeah, it's completely statewide. It's Australia-wide. It's even worldwide. We had a briefing with the club yesterday afternoon, and there's, I can't remember how many countries there were around the world. It might have been 40-odd countries that have taken up memberships as well. So just goes to show the reach of Australian rules football. It might only be an Australian game, but it certainly captures people's attention right around the world. I'm sure there's a few New Zealanders that have taken it up too, and hopefully we'll get you on board for $10. It's an absolute bargain. You'll get your stickers you can put on your car, and we'd love to have you part of it.
No problem at all. And broadcast, not a problem. Broadcast rights, et cetera, extending to Tasmania. How does that sort of fit in?
As far as the AFL goes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all of a sudden, you know, every second weekend it becomes, obviously, we're home and away, you would imagine. But do the broadcast partners have a say in this sort of thing? Or they just that's just part of their, they have to buy into it when, you know, the rights are up for grabs?
Yeah, I'm sure they get spoken to about it. The people that had the ultimate say in this was the 18 AFL club presidents and the AFL commission. So all the 18 AFL club presidents had to agree to let Tasmania in. There were certainly some people against it. and still probably are to this point. But the AFL's taken them with them and have got it done. So certainly the stadium's a big part of that. That's why the AFL's adamant that unless that gets built, you won't have the support of the clubs in this team can't come into the competition.
Brent, absolutely fascinating to get to know you and to listen to your thoughts on those Jack jumpers, first of all. That's the number one priority, and after that, who knows, going forward. Good luck with that. It's a great story, absolutely fantastic story, and knocking over Melbourne United would be pretty sweet, I would imagine. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Smithy. Happy to jump on any time. Thanks, mate.